I'm Dominic Allen, your Kix Country Informer.
Kix 99.1 goes one-on-one.
Brooks and Dunn will return to the stage at the ACM Awards for the first time in a few years. This weekend, however, they'll be in Las Vegas and teaming up with Luke Combs to perform one of their mega hits, Brand New Man. The ACM Awards have been integral to Brooks and Dunn's success over the years, as Kix Brooks tells us.
That was our first awards ever. We won our first awards, or two awards at the ACMs, maybe in 91, and things just really took off. So we got a real sweet spot in our heart for the ACMs. It'll be fun to get back on there.
Until last year, the duo were the most awarded act in the ACM history with 29, until Miranda Lambert took home her 30th trophy in 2018. And Kix tells us Reba McEntire took pleasure in rubbing that in.
Reba just had such a big time telling the world that Miranda last year had surpassed us in awards at the ACMs. You know, I think she was so giddy about that. What is wrong with her? Oh, and I got some news. Yeah, Miranda just passed Brooks and Dunn. I bet they hate that. It's not funny.
Brett Young will be in Las Vegas this weekend for the ACM Awards, but you won't necessarily find him hanging around the tables doing much gambling.
I like to gamble a little bit for the fun of it. When I gamble, I have X amount that I'm willing to lose as a part of the entertainment value. But no, I'm not in there to lose my shorts, so to speak, or try to win my mortgage. There's never that much money on the table. And in all honesty, I rarely gamble during an awards weekend. Usually there's too much going on for me. That means you'd have to stay up till 4 a.m. to do it. And I need my sleep.
Luke Combs is still coming to grips with the fact that he is an ACM Award winner. Luke tells us, however, there was a misunderstanding as he recalls getting that life-changing phone call.
I'm sitting on the bus making a toaster scrambler. Actually, everybody thought it was a toaster strudel. It's actually a toaster scrambler. There is a difference. Look it up. And I get this call from Carrie Underwood, of all people. That was maybe the first time that we have ever interacted in any way, shape, or form. So it was quite flabbergasting, to say the least. So I was like absolutely stunned. She told me I won an ACM award for Best New Male Artist. And I was like, well, this is neat start to the day. Not only do I get a delicious toaster scrambler, but I've got an ACM award. That's awesome.
Music you should know. Kix 99.1.
Hey, I'm Blake Shelton, and here's my brand new song, God's Country.
Devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's Country.
God's Country is simply a song about state of mind and wherever you're from and how you feel about that place. And for me, it is about being from the Midwest or the West, whatever you call it, Oklahoma. That's where I was born and raised. That's where I still live. And those are the images that I have in my mind when I'm singing this song. And it's where I was born, and that's where I want to die.
Luke Bryan surprised fans and released a brand new single recently called Knockin' Boots.
Under that pale moon, a sweet tea needs that sugar stir, and small town nights need both ends burning, shades need drawing, hearts need falling, boots need knocking, knocking boots.
This song sets the tone for my new album because it's a different sounding song for me. The production is really, really sparse, and it really is open, and it breathes, and it kind of lets me tell the story of the song. And the main thing about the song is it's just fun. It's going to be so fun to have out for the summer tour, and certainly to be the first single off the new album. It sets the tone for the album of we're going to have some fun on this album.
Jake Owen named his brand new album Greetings from Jake because it's been almost 3 years between projects, and the singer tells us he really wanted to check in with fans and let them know where he is in life today.
The purpose for the cover for me was kind of like a Greetings from Jake. Is like, hey, I'm in this really awesome new place in life, new label, back with my producer I worked with on Barefoot Blue Jean Night, which was an epic record for me. But it's like, hey, here I am. I'm checking in with everybody. Greetings from me. And by the way, individually, here's 13 songs that
really represent where I am right now and where I want to go and what I've been through and, you know, what I love.
The top five trending songs in country music right now.
And the top five songs this week with Old Dominion's Make It Sweet coming in at number five. Riley Green's There Was This Girl coming in at number four. Michael Ray's One That Got Away at number three, followed by Brett Young's Here Tonight at number two. And for the sixth week in a row, Luke Combs holds the number one spot with Beautiful Crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's crazy. She's crazy. But her crazy's beautiful to me.
I'm Dominic Allen, and you can check back next week for more from your Kix Country Informer.